welcome back to our fourth part of The Edge, sitting down with Rich from Solarstone.
This week's international DJ and producer.
Hi, this is Rich, aka Solarstone, and you're listening to The Edge with Maximus.
To The Edge, bringing the stars of dance closer to you.
So welcome back, taking an exclusive two-week look at the brand new album Rain Stars Eternal by Solarstone.
Well, part of me is the music for this track is actually based on an old traditional gypsy song called She Moves Through the Fair, which I used to love when I was a child. And the singer of the track is Elizabeth Fields, and most people will probably be familiar with her from the track Speak and Sympathy we did a few years ago.
Right.
And we both had children around the same time, and we were both writing very sort of child-based lyrics, you know, these kind of quite whimsical lyrics about how much we loved our new babies. And we decided to basically rewrite the melody and the lyrics for this traditional Irish song and give it a modern production. So that's how part of me came about. So it's a very personal track to myself and to Elizabeth. So it's quite, we're going to be quite sensitive about it.
Very cool.
This week's international DJ and producer.
Hi, this is Rich, aka Solarstone, and you're listening to The Edge with Maximus.
Listening to The Edge, bringing the stars of dance closer to you.
Now we're going on to our next track, which is Rain Stars Eternal. Now this is the title track, and I've heard this is coming out as a single, am I correct?
Yeah, this has actually just come out. It came out on Monday the 24th.
Right.
It's proved very popular. It was quite a controversial choice for the next single, for the first single off the album, because it's quite a dark track. But the title, Rain Stars Eternal, kind of dictated the way the whole album went. You know, I thought of the title for the album before I started recording any of the music.
Right.
So I thought it was quite important for this track to come out first, you know. It's quite a dark track. It's quite a beautiful track. Very melodic.
Mm.
A little bit more progressive than the stuff that people are used to hearing from me. But, you know, it's quite a personal track for me, and it seems quite popular.
This week's international DJ and producer.
Hi, this is Rich, aka Soulstone, and you're listening to The Edge with Maximus.
Listening to The Edge, bringing the stars of dance closer to you.
Now, the next track we're taking a look at is Late Summer Fields. So give me a bit of idea about how this track came about.
Wow, well, now there's quite a big story behind this. I've collaborated on this track with a guy called Alucard. He's quite a well-known progressive producer from Canada. A lovely, lovely guy called Peter McCowan. And he sent over an instrumental piece of music to Deep Blue about 3 years ago.
Hmm.
And I absolutely fell in love with this track. It was a beautiful, beautiful track. And I'd recently got together with my wife, and I'd written a poem to my wife,
right.
Which was quite unusual thing for me to do. And I heard this track, and it totally inspired me to start singing this poem I'd written over the top. And it just fitted absolutely perfectly. And I think because it was so, you know, from the heart, very sort of personal, heartfelt thing, it really, really worked. And
yeah.
So I did a new mix of it, the Deeper Sunrise mix, and about 3 years later it was actually released, and I think it's one of my favourite ever Soulstone tracks, you know, Late Summer Fields.
Yeah.
This week's international DJ and producer.
Hi, this is Rich, aka Soulstone, and you're listening to The Edge with Maximus.
listening to The Edge, bringing the stars of dance closer to you.
Very cool. Now, just before we get into this next one, I got a... because I'm terrible at pronouncing tracks, by the way. I'm awful when it comes to... is it Philosophical Skies?
That's right, Philosophical Skies.
Right. I don't know, someone came up to me and said, it's philosophy. And I was like, are you sure?
No.
I was like, I'm not saying, I'm going to ask him first.
Philosophical is... Philosophical is actually the name of a cloud formation.
Right.
And the song, it's a collaboration between myself and a singer called Julie Scott. Absolutely incredible singer. I always loved The Great Gig in the Sky by Pink Floyd from the Dark Side of the Moon album. And
yeah,
there's a wonderful part in that. The singer's called Claire Torrey. And there's a wonderful part in that track, I don't know if you're familiar with it, where towards the end of the track she starts wailing in a really sort of intense way. And I wanted to reproduce that effect on this track. So
yeah,
it's a very, very intense track, and it builds all the way through, and it's got like distorted pianos and stuff, and one of my favourite tracks on the album, I think.
This week's international DJ and producer.
Hi, this is Rich, aka Solarstone, and you're listening to The Edge with Maximus.
Listening to The Edge, bringing the stars of dance closer to you.
So if you've just joined us, welcome back. We're sitting down with Rich, aka Solarstone, and we're taking an exclusive look at the brand new album, which is Rain Stars Eternal. Now, Rich has been very kind to go through every single track for us today. I know you're very busy as well. You sounded busy when I spoke to you before.
It's cool. I don't mind. It's a pleasure to be doing this, actually.
Oh, brilliant. Now, we're going to talk about this next track, which is Spectrum. So give us a little idea about this one.
Spectrum, this is quite a sort of progressive tune again, but it's very sort of classic Solarstone, you know. It's I think it's a very sort of a very uplifting track, also a very dark track. And the middle part of this track, where it all gets quite dark, this came about by accident. I was messing about in the studio and I created some feedback, and this feedback started looping over and over, and the sound was very intense and very dirty, and I managed to capture it on in Wavelab. And I incorporated this sound into the middle part of the track. So it's like I say, this track came about by accident.
Yeah.
And it's got a wonderful sound in the club. You know, I've been playing this track out for about 4 or 5 months now, and it sounds absolutely immense in the club. That's why I called it Spectrum, you know, because it seemed to touch all the parts that other tunes couldn't reach.
This week's international DJ and producer.
Hi, this is Rich, aka Solarstone, and you're listening to The Edge with Maximus.
Where she lands, nobody knows.
You're listening to The Edge, bringing the stars of dance closer to you.
Now, going on to your next track, we're going to have a little chat about Lunar Rings.
Well, Lunar Rings, this track's been hanging around for about 18 months. The singer is a beautiful girl called Essence, who I met over in San Francisco.
Right.
She's should be a massive star, you know, but she hasn't quite made it yet. But hopefully this track's going to give it a bit of a push.
Right.
It's a very uplifting trance track. It's probably the most pop track on the album. And the label who are releasing the album, Solaris, the guy who's put all the money up for the album, it's his favourite track. So I imagine it'll be coming out as a single at some point.
This week's international DJ and producer.
Hi, this is Rich, aka Solarstone, and you're listening to The Edge with Maximus.
So welcome back to our fourth part of The Edge, going into part number two with Rich from Solarstone, talking about his brand new album, Rain Stars Eternal. Check him out online, it's solarstone.co.uk.
This week's international DJ and producer.
Hi, this is Rich, aka Solarstone, and you're listening to The Edge with Maximus.
I'm lacking control, sad of my soul, all because of you.
To The Edge, bringing the stars of dance closer to you.
So we're going into your next track now, which is Breakaway. So give us a little pointer about what direction you went into with this one.
Well, I suppose Breakaway, Well, I've always liked to experiment, you know. In the 10 years I've been releasing Solar Stone records, I've done progressive stuff, a bit of electro, a bit of house stuff, down-tempo stuff, and Breakaway was really a chance to experiment a bit with the sort of new electro sound.
Right.
I'm a big Depeche Mode fan, and I met this guy when I was over in San Francisco, a guy called Alex Carwhite, who's a singer on this track, and his voice really reminds me, not really of the singer of Depeche Mode, but the attitude the guy's got.
Yeah.
So we wrote this song together. It's got quite an 80s vibe. But still, I still think it's quite Solar Stone. Maybe it's a bit more Young Parisians in its overall tone. I don't know, but it does sit on the album very well. And if anybody like Jump the Next Train, then I think they'll probably like this.
Ah, very, very cool.
This week's international DJ and producer.
Hi, this is Rich, a.k.a. Solar Stone, and you're listening to The Edge with Maximus.
You're listening to The Edge, bringing the stars of dance closer to you.
So welcome back. If you've just joined us, we're sat down with Rich from Solarstone today. He's actually very, very kind to actually have a little chat with us about his brand new album, which is Rain Stars Eternal. Now, we've been talking about all your tracks. We've got three more left, so I'm sure your throat's about to go at some point.
Okay.
But we're going to talk about your next track, which is Forever. So how did this come about? What direction were you going in with this one?
Well, I mean, anybody who hears this track is going to instantly recognize it as a Solarstone track.
Yeah.
You know, when I did, when I recorded Seven Cities, it was really the first in the theme. And I had this theme, this overall sound that people associate with Solarstone. You know,
yeah.
It's that classic Solarstone guitar sound, the really uplifting, euphoric feeling of the track.
Yeah.
The first one was Seven Cities, the second one was Solar Coaster. And now this is the third installment called Forever. We've had a bit of fun with this one, actually. We're doing a very limited edition vinyl, single-sided vinyl run of this track.
Yeah.
The track is not going to be available as an MP3 download for a few months. If you only buy it, you're either going to have to buy the album or you can buy this single-sided vinyl. It's going to be all the vinyl is going to be numbered, they're all going to be signed, it's probably going to be coloured vinyl or etched on one side.
Wow, nice.
We're basically trying to go back in time a bit, you know, back to, you know, 7 or 8 years ago when people still used to get really excited about vinyl, you know.
Yeah.
And Robbie from Magnolia Nelson, he's the only guy who's had this track, and he's been playing it for about the past month, and the response has been absolutely huge, and we've all been blown away by it. And we didn't even intend for it to be a single in the first instance, but
yeah.
It's going to be a single. It's going to be coming out in the summer, so
brilliant.
Very happy about that track.
Very, very cool.
This week's international DJ and producer.
Hi, this is Rich, aka Solarstone, and you're listening to The Edge with Maximus.
Steal your heart and pull it with all my strength till we're apart and back again. Stop yourself.
To The Edge, bringing the stars of dance closer to you.
So we're on to your final two tracks now. Let's have a little chat about Slave.
Slave, this is one that it's quite a dark track. It's not one that you'd want your grandmother to hear, I don't think. The lyrics are quite dark in this track. It's kind of like people have to hear it, you know.
Yeah.
It's one I originally sang on myself, but again, when I got in touch with Julie Scott, the singer from Filler Cell Skies,
yeah,
the way she delivered this song was vastly superior to anything I could do.
Yeah.
So it's another one of my favourite tracks on the album. It's quite dark, it's quite deep, but I think it's a good sort of penultimate track.
This week's international DJ and producer.
Hi, this is Rich, aka Solarstone, and you're listening to The Edge with Maximus.
Thank you.
You're listening to The Edge, bringing the stars of dance closer to you.
Cool. I'm going into your last track on the album, which is The Last Defeat Part 1. So what's going on with this one then?
Well, I've always loved doing down-tempo, chill-out stuff.
Yeah.
Indeed, I got kind of stuck into a loop of doing this kind of stuff a few years ago for about 2 years. The Last Defeat, it's a beautiful track. It features a guitarist called Nige Summers, who I've worked with over the years.
Yeah.
It's quite a dark track, quite personal. It's all about losing somebody you love. The overall tone of the song is about losing somebody you love, which happens to most of us, I imagine, at some point in our lives. But it's also quite a poignant track and quite a hopeful track. It's my wife's favourite track on the album. I think it's a lovely way to wind down the album. And we're also going to be releasing a 14-minute long version of this later on in the year on a label called Tiger Shade. So that's one to look out for. But I think it's a nice way to wrap up the album.